The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis back with you the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and other stuff, too. We even tell some bad dad jokes from time to time. So that happened a lot last week, and some of them I've used the rest of the week as well. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. My dad was a very special man. I was adopted at birth. My birth mother was actually my adopted dad's sister. She was 16 at the time, I believe, 15 or 16 when she was pregnant with me. And to give me a shot at life, my dad, who was 35 at the time, my mother was 33, I believe they couldn't have children, adopted me. And I went home from the hospital with them. So my birth mother became my aunt, however you say it, throughout my life. Went on to bear five or six other children who are my half brothers and sisters, and you know, only met them at my family reunion when I was a kid and knew them as my cousins when they were actually my half brothers and sisters. So, and we haven't kept in touch. We really haven't. I believe my birth mother's still alive. Never met my birth father, never wanted to. He has since passed away. And that I do know. But the man that raised me, I will tell you, he was an example to me. He was the guy that accommodated me on my wild desire to go fishing and hunting. And that came about from reading the great writers in Outdoor Life and Field and Stream and Sports Afield, and reading about the adventures of these guys. And I can name some of them, but I can't name all of them, but including Jack O'Connor and the great Jack O'Connor and H.G. Tapley, Taps Tips. Russell Annabelle, he was one of my favorites, Russell Annabelle. He wrote about Alaska and hunting jaguars and grizzly bears and all that stuff. And that fueled my passion for the outdoors. And I was always interested in collecting bugs and worms. And, you know, I had a creek I could explore. I'd go down and catch minnows and crayfish and that type of thing. And so my dad accommodated me to the point where he got interested in fishing because of the same guys that had the subscriptions to those outdoor magazines that worked in the maintenance department. And I was there all the time reading all their back issues of those magazines and hanging out with those guys. So Dad became interested in fishing, bought a boat, went fishing with the guys in Canada, and you know, caught a lot of northern pike and walleye and things like that. And he shared that with me, and I shared my passion with him. And we did a lot of fishing together. We did some hunting together. And so, you know, I'm forever grateful to my dad for that. So there you go. All right, let's see. Clay. Oh, funny. Not yours, buddy, not yours. Oh, man. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Jump on that line. Talk to me. Talk about your dad if you want. Fish and hunt with your dad. Talk about Father's Day. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. And enter the Fish and Tackle Contest. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And you can... you can call in. All you got to do is leave your name and number, and accurate first and last name, accurate phone number. At the end of the month, we're going to assign everybody that calls in and registers a number. We will put everybody's number in the random number generator, and whatever number pops out, that number will correspond to a name, and that name will win the fishing tackle. But you can't play to win unless you play. Call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me. All you got to do is say hi or just wanted to get in the contest. You can also email me, Ellis@EllisOutdoors. Put tackle contest in the subject line, and we'll go from there. Muzzleloader contest is coming up in September. We already have the muzzleloaders from CVA. We're working with Hawk again, and I'll follow up on that this week to make sure that the scopes are going to be coming again. And take a look at the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Summer Issue. You can see it online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We did a great test on a 308 specific, 308-223 specific scope from the folks at Hawk under controlled conditions. And I will tell you what an accurate scope that is. And I mean the recommendations and everything that were written by my unbiased writer was very positive towards the folks at Hawk. So I mean, you know, crisp adjustments. We shot the square first at I believe 50 yards, and that was, man, that was right on. That you know helps you with the adjustments, and then we dialed it in and got right in the center of the bullseye, and then you know, unfortunately, the gun once the third. You got to the third shot in a row, started kicking around to the right about 3 or 4 inches. So, you know, we had two accurate shots, and you know, you always make the first shot count. But if you need the third, it's still going to be in the vitals. But it wasn't as accurate as I would hope it to be. So we didn't name the gun to embarrass the manufacturer. But but the test is there. The independent test is there from Jim Amrine and Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So, yes, indeed. Goodness, got a lot to do this week. Never thought about it. So, and I think I got a meeting in Ellicott City on the, what day is that? 23rd, I think, Tuesday, with one of our listeners. Yep, Tuesday. So, I got a meeting coming up with the folks at the Delaware Whitetail Open, which is an interesting event that takes place in the deer season in Delaware. Everybody's eligible. I'll bring you more information on that. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Busy. It's crazy busy. Probably be going to Pennsylvania a little bit this week to try and find some business there. And, you know, it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yes, indeed. So, any callers on the line yet, Aaron? Wait for the first one. Chris, we did get your email, by the way. Tremendous pictures of a grizzly or brown bear in Alaska that chewed the wires at a Sprint facility or a power facility of some kind. Giant bear electrocuted. We checked it. Actually, the only reference to it was from Snopes. .com, and they seem to verify it, so I think not photoshopped and all that type of thing. So anyway, last Saturday did go to my little granddaughter's dance recital. She's getting better and better at 5, far better than she was at 2, and she participated in 4 numbers during that event. And it was Sugar Bush was the theme. So anything that had to do with Candyman and sugar and all that kind of stuff throughout the musical world, whether it was hip-hop or, you know, pop or movie themes or whatever, these little kids all danced to it, right up to seniors in high school. So it was cool to watch all that stuff. So family was there. It happened to be Robin's birthday. So... you know, Robin's mother and sister were there, and folks on my son-in-law's side of the family, all there to watch our little our little mini me, Robin, her name, well, I won't tell you her name, but she's five and she is something, no question about it. Man, come on, folks. I need a phone call. I'll review the first hour a little bit. Delaware has confirmed all of its straight wall cartridges that are legal for the upcoming season, and also has opened Sunday hunting up for all species, all Sundays of all seasons in Delaware. So it's wide open. It's wider open than Maryland is, and Maryland still decided they're going to keep their seasons complicated. It's still kowtow to the Maryland Horse Council with closures at 10:30 on some Sundays, and matter of fact, most of the Sundays throughout the season. So I hunt in Queen Anne's County. I've got to look at footnote 2 and understand on what days I can, you know, what Sundays I have to quit at 10:30 and what Sundays I can hunt all day. It's just a mess. Kent and Talbot counties are even worse. You have to stop at 10:30, then you can go back in at 3, and you can only hunt till sunset, which is dumb. What's a half hour make? You know, what's a half hour difference make? Not that they're going to be riding horseback at sunset, and not that you're going to be able to not tell a horse from a deer in twilight. It's just a stupid, stupid compromise that was made. And I hope now that the control has been turned over to DNR from the General Assembly, with oversight, by the way, that the DNR will, you know, be able to take the bull by the horns and shake loose some of these stupid regulations that are in place right now. So we'll see. The hunting books have come out. I haven't seen the online version, the e-regulations yet. Hopefully they will be up this week. I've been told we're working on it. The only thing that was not published yet was the proposed waterfowl seasons for migratory game birds and others. Those have not been, to my knowledge, yet entered into the Federal Register. When they are, then the waterfowl seasons will be established throughout the guidelines for the waterfowl seasons will be established throughout the country, and Maryland will take its guidance from those guidelines and always press for the best season for Marylanders that they can get. So it sounds like it's recommended, or guidelines are going to be 45 days and two birds and nesting. Nesting success, recruitment success was good enough to open that two bird 45-day season up again. So no Sunday waterfowl hunting in Maryland at all. That's been stripped out of any of the seasons and any of the regulations that we have. So that's all been shut down by the Guides Association. They did not want that, and they have members of the select committees on their side. So that got kicked out. That got the amendments got removed and from by the sponsor, so you know, that type of thing. So just letting you know what's going on. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's how you get in touch with me, to tell a joke if you want, or talk about Dad fishing or hunting with Dad, and get in the fish and tackle contest. So why not give us a ring here? Here's what I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear from somebody who's never called before, who listens but's never called. There's your challenge. You won't be embarrassed. It's just like talking to your friend on the phone. We won't call you out on anything unless you get rowdy. And so just give us a call here and say, hey, I've been listening for, you know, so many years, and I've never called, but, you know, here's how you can improve your show. Or you can, you know, you can pat me on the back and, you know, sways my ego a little bit. That'd be fun, too. I'm just kidding. All I can do, folks. We're just here filling up the time slot, hopefully bringing you some information that you didn't have before, trying to entertain you and keep you away from all the crap that's happening in politics and around the world. We're just, you know, we just don't do that here. Just stop doing that. But I will talk about regulations, rules, laws, and things like that that affect us as hunters and anglers. So there you go. Any callers on the line yet, Aaron? Good. All right. Well, while you're talking to them, I'm going to tell the folks about Backyard Billy's. You know, we talked about Backyard Billy's the last hour, about the summer stuff and the, all the great outdoor stuff that they have. But I want to talk to you about the Hearth America section of Backyard Billy's. You know, here we had a fireplace in our back room. We decided to remodel the back room, and we did. It's a beautiful place. It's my man cave. It's our, you know, it was our relaxation, get out of the rest of the house, and, you know, the big TV's here and all that. But we had a fireplace here, and it hadn't been probably started in 15 years. So we decided to replace it with a fireplace insert, and we shopped. Maryland, Delaware, up and down the Eastern Shore. Finally stopped at Backyard Billy. Somebody told us that some friend worked there, and they sold inserts. So we did. We stopped at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We asked for that person. They gave us a guided tour. They were very knowledgeable about the operation, very friendly, and the prices were great. And we even said, well, do you have anybody that can help us with the back, you know, the background of the fireplace? We want to put a stone wall in behind. Oh, yeah, we got a guy who'll do that. So hooked us up with a mason. He came in. He did the stone work up to the ceiling. He put the hearth in. He put the mantle on, connected the stuff to the chimney. Backyard Billy's come out and installed the unit, hooked it up to the gas, and off we go with an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. We love the EX35. It's remote control. I set the temperature. Room comes to temperature. Unit goes off. Gas fireplace goes back on if the room drops below the temperature that we preset on the remote. It's wonderful. It's got a light in it, and it's a cool unit. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. And don't forget to check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. A lot of them in stock. A lot of that stuff is on sale right now here in the middle of the summer. And you can, you know, use the wood or pellet stove for your primary or alternative heat source. Maybe you got a shed or a garage that needs heated. So BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 827-4500, 827-4500. Write it down. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Backyard Billy's is on Drummer Drive, if you want to put that in your GPS to get there from wherever you are, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah. Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228 2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, let's get to the callers right now. Let's see who we got here. Who's first there, Aaron? Richard on the Eastern Shore. Richard, how are you this morning? Hello, Richard. All right, William. Good morning, William. Are you still there? Hello, William. Okay. Well, sorry about that, fellas. Let's talk to Lee and Towson. Call back. Sorry we had to do our, you know, we had to, you know, make a little bread for the store here. Lee, are you still there? Good grief.
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, you got moved up in the queue pretty quick.
Yeah, well, I heard desperation of needing a call. So.
Oh, you're right. Desperation. I'll admit it.
I got to take care of my buddy.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Alan, a question. I'm driving around Baltimore County, and I went yesterday a mile stretch in three different places, deer just crossing the road out on Delaney Valley Road. I'm like, and it's just... It's been like that every day for at least the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I mean, it's unbelievable how many deer, you know, I guess mostly does. I have trouble sometimes seeing the growth of the new antlers or whatnot, but it's unbelievable how many deer out just crossing the road, and this is in the middle of the day.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what happens every year during the fawning season, because the does are feeding in the daytime. They've stashed their fawns 200-300 yards apart, sometimes across the road, and does will feed, which produces milk, of course. They go feed one of the fawns. They go back to feed. Then they go feed the other fawn, and it's a process that continues all day long. And their deer are out in the middle of the day because they don't want to leave. And this is a primitive thing. They don't want to lead any potential predators to the fawns by being out there, you know, at nighttime when the predators roam. So it's a daytime thing, and people will see a lot of deer. I've had a lot of people comment how many deer are out in the fields. And it's any time from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then in the evening, that's when the herds seem to come out. And it is mostly does. You're going to see mostly does or mostly bucks, because the bucks are getting in their bachelor groups now, and you'll look at 5, 6, 10 deer, and they'll all be bucks, you know. So, that's what we're seeing.
I'm amazed. The herd, is the numbers up more than usual, or is the, I don't know if they still do
it. It all depends, Lee. I mean, we went from 300,000 deer here in Maryland when we were killing 100,000 of them a year down to about 225. So, you know, with the liberal bag limits, the 10 does available in each season, and the donation credit that's now been increased, by the way, as far as the deer donations, you know, you pay for them and then you get a tax credit. It's been increased this
so
season.
They base herd size on a harvest, deer taken?
No, I mean, that's one metric. That's one metric. But, you know, they take a look at that. The harvest as a metric, but not the total thing, because a lot of it's observation and things like that. But I don't know that they do any particular flyovers or deer density services or anything like that. But
yeah, I remember hearing of that years ago with the infrared and whatnot.
That was true, and they did some of it for deer numbers, but most of it was done for these managed hunts. Howard County flew, before they started the managed deer hunt program, the carrying capacity for an acre is, I think it's 9 deer or something like that, 9-10 deer.
One acre?
Yeah. Or square mile, it's 15, 18, something like that. And they were seeing numbers. Yeah. They were seeing numbers in Howard County on the parks in the 80s per square mile.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and
I
that's
remember
why
that with Lock Raven.
No, they same thing there. Yeah, exactly. So, we are allowed to bow hunt in Baltimore City this year.
Okay. Really, I didn't hear.
Yep.
I didn't hear you announce that. Wow. Yeah.
Baltimore City
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that means the Lock Raven Liberty properties or not, but it just simply says Baltimore City. So,
You got a lot of land around the zoo and and that 83 corridor going. Wow, Liberty Heights. There's some big wooded areas in there.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
Yep. So it says, let's see here. Archery hunting is now allowed on Sundays in Baltimore City, and Sunday time restrictions have changed in Kent, Talbot, and Wicomico counties. But, the archery safety zone in Baltimore City is now 50 yards.
It's still 50 yards everywhere, isn't it?
No. Other places it's 150.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's encouraging. I mean, there's in Baltimore City, in the northern part, especially of the city, there's quite a bit of accessible land there for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So. Well, that's a positive move.
Oh, yeah. So. Yes, it is.
All right, well, I was just curious. Yeah, I was wondering, you know, where all the, why I'm seeing so many deer.
Well, they're all tending their fawns is what they're doing. So
yeah.
Imagine for every doe you see, there's two fawns that are hidden. So if you're seeing a dozen deer, there's a lot of deer out there.
I got them all over my property, and I had taken down about 6 acres, 6 or 7 acres of large trees, and the undergrowth that is created is absolutely, you know, I've even got honeysuckle back.
Right.
And they love honeysuckle, I know that.
Yeah.
But now, the number of deer I'm seeing on my own property is just,
did you hinge cut those trees or did you cut them all the way down?
These were large poplars.
Right.
And actually some of them were a threat to, I felt, with my house.
Oh, yeah, they can be. They can be.
And that's why I had them, you know, just dropped and, you know, for firewood and whatnot.
I got it.
Anybody that wanted it. But, yeah, they were completely dropped, but they were, but the undergrowth has come up is just, it's just unbelievable. And the critters that are living in it, I mean, I'm seeing rabbits and, everything. The numbers are just, it was a positive thing for sure.
You open up that understory and let sunlight in, or that, you know, that canopy, you open that up and let the sunlight in, you're going to start seeing all kinds of stuff. You're going to deer browse pop up.
So,
well, as many deer as you have on your property, were you able to see a browse line? Were you able to see that there was no understory there, that the deer had browsed it down to you hadn't seen that?
They have not created that yet. I mean, there is some browse line on the edge.
Yeah.
But I haven't even been able to get back into it because it's so thick.
Right. Well, that's a good thing.
But the deer, they've created little funnels and trails through it.
Sure.
And it's they just haven't. Usually, when I don't see the honeysuckle, means they're taking care of business. But you know, with the honeysuckle so thick and whatnot, it's they're they got their work cut out for them, to say the least.
Sure. Hey, do you like barbecue sauce?
Do what?
Do you like barbecue sauce?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, who doesn't, right? I hadn't seen this. I hadn't seen Old West BBQ and dipping sauce in years. It's Big John's Old West BBQ and dipping sauce. Now, John Collins was the guy that started James Valley Scent Company. You familiar with that? The gel scent? Okay. He still has it. It's Lethal Weapon, and I can't remember. There's a bunch of a gel scent, comes in a little jar. I still use it. I love it. And it's more than just deer urine. It's got glands and other stuff in there that they grind up and use for this deer scent. And it's very, 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 very effective. And I've used it for years. Well, John Collins passed away at an early age. He did a show for us at the fairgrounds when we were doing shows. And he was one of our he was one of our featured guys, right? Big antler collector, brown bear Alaska hunter, and manufacturer. So at their plant in the James Valley Company, www.jamesvalleycompany.com, they manufacture James Valley deer scent, peanut butter dog treats, and Big John's Old West barbecue sauce in the same factory.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. But I found some the other day at one of the big sporting goods stores in Sussex County, Delaware, and I bought two bottles of it. But this is the best barbecue sauce. After I met John and he shipped me some of this stuff, I got on board with him and I sold it wholesale for a while, for a couple, I guess, maybe a year. And I had reorders and people loved it. And I hadn't seen it in 2 decades, and here it is at Beck, still doing it. So Fantastic stuff. If you can find it, Old West Barbecue Sauce, and it's James Valley Company.com.
Delicious. All right.
Yep.
Hey, while you're talking about that, or barbecue and stuff, have you ever had corned venison?
Yes. I have, and I've had corned goose breast, too. I made that, actually.
Really?
Yep.
Did you do the corned venison?
I did not. I've had corned venison. It's absolutely delicious. But you can do it's the same mix. You got to get the right stuff from I think it's Morton makes it.
Yeah.
It takes like 2-3 weeks. Keeping it in your refrigerator to corn it, but corned goose.
Yeah, that's something new I'm going to try this year. We've messed around. We've done sausage and stuff like that in past years, and I really enjoy doing all that kind of stuff with venison and whatnot. But I had some corned venison from a friend of mine up in Averty Grace, and it was really, really good. And
yes,
he told me a little bit about how to do it, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna have to give that a try."
Let me see if I can find the article with the recipe on how to do it, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I published it a couple times.
Yep.
So, yeah, man.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, enjoy your week.
Okay, you too, Alan. Take care.
Thanks, Lee. See you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. I think it's time to take our next break. I got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need it for crabbing, they've got it. They've got the crab traps. They've got the open-top crab traps. They've got the trot lines, finished trot lines, trot line components with all the, snoods and bait bags and all that stuff. They have the nets. They have the gloves. They have the bait, the crab bait, the salted eel, the foul necks, and so forth. If you need any of that, they've got it. They've even got steamers, and they've got their own crab seasoning. So crabbing and all the accessories. They've got the cloth and the wire rings, the cloth and the wire nets, and you can see all that at Clyde's, of course, and fish and tackle as well. Rods and reels by Shakespeare, including the Ugly Stick, Fluger, St. Croix rods, which I bought my first one this year, and I absolutely love the St. Croix fishing rod. And, all the baits, all the terminal tackle, the hooks, the weights, the bobbers, and all that stuff. But they've got tackle for perch and trout, panfish, bass, snakehead. Great selection of snakehead frogs. For rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrella, parachutes. Fishing license, hunting licenses, scope mounting, Browning firearms, handguns, shotguns, rifles, 22s, muzzle loaders. It's your independently owned Clyde Sports Shop, been around since 1957. Your full line Browning dealer, one of the first Browning dealers in Maryland. And it's all located right there, right off Beltway Exit 9 at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 21227. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. You need to stop by and see what all they've got. Plenty of fishing tackle, plenty of crabbing supplies, everything for hunting, and you'll be glad you did. Why not stop by? Open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. Now, switching gears a little bit, Spurry's Tire Service. Yeah, Spurry's Tire Service. They're right here. Everybody needs tires for something. You need them for your car, your truck, your SUV, your UTV, your whatever. Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, and so does this chicken necker. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Bridgestone Firestone has a great financing program. When you buy tires, you can sign up right there at Spurry's Tire Service. They'll walk you through the process. You can scan the QR code on your phone and get almost instant approval. It's CFNA is the company that does the financing, and I'm on it, so I love it. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. the biggest tractors and all those farm machinery, all that farm machinery you see out in the fields and up and down the highway. I saw something the other day that had dual tires on the front, dual tires on the back, pulling a piece of equipment that was like none other I've ever seen, and it's all out there. And Spurries has their 24, well, they have their farm service trucks that go to the farms. If you are a farmer, they'll come to your farm, take care of your tires right there on the spot. So, how about that? If you've got a garden tractor or a wheelbarrow, they've got tires for that too, and any trailer, any ATV, UTV, and all of that. Spurries offers tire repair, sometimes on the spot, and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Spurries Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service, and more, has kept Spurries customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry, if he's in the shop or about town somewhere, say, "Hey, Mike, I heard about your Spurries tire service on the radio with Alan." Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I say no appointment needed? That's true. Visit the website, SpurriesTire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, you know what? Backyard Billies, they're out there. They got anything and everything for your backyard. They got tables and chairs. They've got Adirondack chairs in hardwood or that beautiful poly stuff, too, which lasts forever and just cleans up like a dream with just sudsy, you know, soap and water. It works great, and you need to take a look because they've got a tremendous selection of that stuff. In Backyard Billy's backyard, they got all the big stuff. They got the sheds. They got the greenhouse. It's got dog kennels and chicken coops. They got the pergolas. They've got the gazebos. They've got anything and everything you need for your backyard. kids' gym sets, tiki bars. You name it, it's sitting out there in Backyard Billy's backyard. Inside, barbecue grills. They've got the inserts inside. They've got the great freestanding wooden pellet stoves in there, too. And all kinds of furniture for all kinds of applications. If you got a beach house, perfect place to go find your stuff. If you got a condo somewhere, good stuff for there, too. Casual furniture and beachy stuff, all kinds of gifts and accessories, too. Anything you need for Big Green Egg, including the Big Green Egg for as far as your barbecue grills are concerned. And a lot of the heat stuff is on sale right now. A lot of the fireplace inserts, a lot of the freestanding wooden pellet stoves are on sale with great discounts. So why not stop by and check it out? BackyardBillies.com is a website. Hearth America, their heat division, has a Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, that's exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Backyard Billies is located on Drummer Drive, right there. Right off Route 50. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Or if you just want to dress up your backyard, hey, Backyard Billy's makes backyards fun again. That's right. Father's Day, 4th of July, graduations, reunions. Go get some new furniture for your backyard. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Aussie oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
All right, pass it on. Here we are. 410 WCBM 680. Got a minute or two left for one more caller. If you'd like to call in, we'll be glad to get you in on the fish and tackle drawing from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. It's a bass fishing tackle package. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 lures in that one this time, and they're all very effective. Topwater, crankbaits, there's a jig in there, and there's a chatterbait style jig in there as well. So I'm sure you can find him on his Facebook page if you want to. Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So not sure how his page is set up, but anyway, here we are. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Anybody call back? I'd love to hear from. All right, let's get that. Let's get that one, and we'll end the show on a good note. We do want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, uncles, stepfathers, adopted dads, and let's talk to Kathy and Overly. Good morning. How are you, Kathy and Overly?
Good morning, and a fine morning to Tiz. Just wondering if you could have like a little bit of a show about recipes. I know Robin liked to cook.
Oh, yeah.
And fed her family.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so with these guys bringing in the fish and the crabs and all, if maybe, like, anybody would want to share recipes.
I like that idea. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that in the...
For cornbread.
Yeah, cornbread. I like cornbread.
Something like that. Monkey bread. Yeah. Because crab feasts are coming up.
Yeah.
And have leftovers. What do you do with left, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, get all the right family around the table.
Yeah.
Get chatting around.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Hey, you know what I made in the crock pot this week?
What?
Big old venison roast. That big old whitetail roast. And you know, roast is where the steaks are, right? I don't get steaks cut. I have a roast cut. So I cut that into pretty healthy sized chunks, right?
Now, see, I don't have too many hunters in my family no more. But remember, you know where White Marsh Mall is, right?
Yeah.
Well, that used to be White Marsh.
Right.
And that's where my brothers, don't tell anybody, illegally hunted.
You just did. David, you told 20,000 people. So, that's all right. That's all right.
I know.
Well, at least you're anonymous on the radio, so we won't know who your brothers are. So,
nope.
But yeah, all right.
I won't tell neither.
Good. Good question.
But I do have bail money.
Oh, good. You have bail money? Okay.
I do.
Glad to hear it, Kathy. I appreciate you listening. We'll try to come up with at least part of a show on recipes. How's that sound? There she goes. All right. There's the music, folks. Get out, stay safe. Listen. It's Father's Day. Thank God for your father. Okay? Whoever he might be, wherever he might be. You know, it took a father to bring you into the world. Maybe he shaped your life. Maybe he didn't. Mine didn't. My adopted dad did. And I'm grateful for him. And I thank God for him. So, listen. Faith, family, friends, freedom. Remember all four this week. See you next week.